Well, hello there, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to another Live Free and Ham live stream. I'm Eric.
Woohoo!
N1JUR. And, you know, if this is your first time checking us out, we want to say a big thanks, and we appreciate you joining in tonight's show. So, you know, we've got some interesting stuff, you know, to talk about tonight. You know, I'm sure, you know, you're wondering what the heck is all this hubbub about the number five? You know, is it some Illuminati thing? You know, what's the deal with that behind? You know, so, we'll get into that in a little bit there. Before we start, you know, we always like to say hello, and it looks like the chat is just starting to get in there. So, hello to everybody who's eventually joining and coming on board. And so, you know, if you are new, you know, we'll check in a little bit to see to say hello to a few folks. But, you know, before we do that, you know, we've got some regulars on our show. Again, we got Mike joining us tonight, N2MAK. Hey, Mike. Thanks for coming on board and hanging out with us. So, you know, let's kind of start off with you. What's been going on with you? What's up? What's the latest?
So the very, very latest is I got like a nice burn on my finger. I was working on an antenna that I somehow still have like a shorten or whatnot. So I got a continuity error with an antenna I'm trying to work on, but I was doing that for a couple hours. So that's what's fresh is this burn in my index finger.
Is that a solder burn or an RF burn?
It's a I guess you call it a solder burn because it was the ring terminal.
Okay.
It's like a perfect circle. It's fantastic, but so that's what the newest is with me. But I've been real busy with working the kids, but I did sneak out yesterday after work to do a quick POTA and had a lot of fun, and hopefully I'll be on the air this weekend as well. So looking forward to that.
Very cool. Yeah. We tried to work you a little bit. I think you were on 20 most of the time. Didn't get a chance to get enough of a short skip there to hit you. But
the gray line can be addicting. It's you get out there and I you know, you get like, you know, it 5 o'clock right now. I was out between 6 o'clock Eastern time. And, you know, that was, you know, back in the summer, that'd be like, you know, 7-8 o'clock right now with the sun and everything. But yeah, lots of DX from Europe. It's you get out at that hour and the bands definitely open up in that direction.
That they do, for sure. I know like a lot of times, especially like when Rob and when NUG tries to get up, he knows just to start on 40 and, you know, to guarantee I can always at least pick him up out of the noise. So he's just above the noise floor. So just a little tip, start at 40 and we'll hit you up.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, with that, we're going to dive in a little bit more because Mike's on here, obviously, just to hang out with us. But we brought him on for a special segment here. But at the same time, how are my compadres, guys? Paul, Todd, how you doing, Paul? What's your ham radio week? What you been doing?
Well, it's good to be here. It's nice to have another live stream. I always love when we do these monthly. My ham radio week's been fairly light this week. I did a lot of video editing. I've still got some more video editing to do. But glad to see the channel's growing, and I'm happy about that. I definitely want to try and maybe sneak out tomorrow and get a little bit of park activation going. I tried to get Rob and N1NUG the other day and I just couldn't hear him. And then I tried to get Mike the other day and I just couldn't hear him. And then I've got Jeremy on Ham Alert as well. And he's been fairly active this week and I keep trying to get him and I just can't hear him.
Bummer. Well, maybe that opening will eventually come for you, man. It'll be a golden. It'll be that much sweeter for you as always.
For sure.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, Todd. So what's up with you, my friend? How's things? And how's your ham radio week going?
Pretty slow, but I've been working on my logo. So I've got been learning. What is it? Canvas? I've been
Canva.
Yeah. Been slowly learning, but I got one I kind of have an idea of where it's kind of going to be. So, but I've been playing around with that. I didn't get out. I was going to get out. And I was all set. I had my gear. I was ready to go. And then something came up at work and it kind of put a wrench into it. So it didn't happen. Yeah. So, that's about it. I haven't really been doing much. I've been on, I did get a new microphone for my, my car, because people were complaining, saying I was coming in and out and the thing didn't always work. I'd have to bang it to get it to like scan or change. Just was, I took it apart. I looked normal to me. Just, it just was something happened to it. So it's $75 for a Yaesu mic. I was like, what? $75? Like, I'm not paying that kind of money for a microphone. Like, forget that. So then someone said, well, go check it out on eBay. So I find like this, it looks like a Chinese knockoff, right? Like, but it looked exactly the same. And I zoomed in on it and I had the mic. I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna, I mean, it was $16. So I got it in the today, and it is a Yaesu mic. Everything is exactly the same. The numbers, the engraving, the everything. And the picture didn't show it say Yaesu on it. It was like black. So I figured that was like the big difference. But no, this one came in. I can't tell the difference between the two. So I plugged it in and yeah, I went on the net today at 7 and they said I sounded great and I didn't get any more complaints that I was fading in and out and the scan works, the mute works and all the little buttons that I normally use when I'm driving work. And so now the other one's gone. So it's $16. Cool. Bucks. I was psyched. So if you need a new mic, check eBay out. You might find a good one.
Yeah, well, dude, at this rate, you might, well, like we mentioned before and offline, you should just buy like 5 or 6 of them before they realize the gains of like, hey, we've got this knockoff out there. And you might want to check to make sure it doesn't have a battery or some like weird connection, yeah, you know, to exploding randomly.
It's not made by the Israeli intelligence.
Exactly.
This was going to go to Hamas, but we picked them up at a cheap price.
These Yaesu mics, now all of a sudden they're, you know, they go from Icom to Yaesu to Kenwood, you know, they're just going by all big manufacturers with the radio parts that were manufactured.
I really didn't want to spend, I mean, eventually if the thing stopped working I would have had to do it, but I really didn't want to do it, and I was just glad that I was able to. I forget who told me to check eBay out, and it was awesome. I've actually been using eBay on a lot of stuff that I have to replace, because it actually works and you can kind of get good deals on stuff. So
Every once in a while, you know, you get you blind squirrel gets a nut, they say, right?
Yeah. Well, I asked you, Eric. I said, you know, what do you think? He goes, for $16, you know, take the chance. What are you going to lose? $16. That's true. So I was like, yeah, all right. I might as well see if it works. And it worked out good. So good call on that one, Eric.
Yeah. And no. Hey, I'm just here to spend your money, right?
Or to save me money.
Eric, how about you? How was your ham radio week?
Well, I, like you guys, I'll get that little itch, you know, that you get FOMO because all your buddies are out doing POTAs and you're like, I just don't have time. I got to figure out how to fit it in. And so like Tuesday, Wednesday, I was sort of like that. And I was just like, I just got to get out. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to make Thursday my opportunity. And lo and behold, the weather just basically went and we got rain. And I'm just like, I don't want to go out and POTA in rain. You know, I'm not like, I'm a wuss. I'll be the first to admit it. Although we did our, you know, Russell Abbott, and that was, you know, that was a good one, but we were under tree cover and, you know, we, you know, that was just, you know, we'll just say a fluke for me. You know, normally it would be pouring rain, which it was on Thursday. So it's like, forget it. So I snuck out Friday and I, today, which actually is today, I should point that out maybe. We activated Reed's Ferry, because if you guys have been following along, Todd and I have been neck and neck for a little while.
Reed's Ferry.
Not Reed's Ferry.
The rail trail. The rail National Rail Trail.
National Rail Trail, yes. I keep thinking Reed's Ferry.
Totally, you can't even remember where you're getting your kilo.
That's what happened there. You know, when I turn 50, it's CRS, right? It was what sets in. So, you know, so I went down the rail trail and activated for an hour. And again, this is one of those things I've got to come up with a way, and I'm always looking for recommendations. So if you got one, put it in the chat, you know, send me an email, whatever. I got to figure out a way to be able to bundle my antenna with my bag, which includes all my media, like recording equipment. So hey, I've got all of that.
Why don't you do this? You've got a Ram 1500. It's got tons of compartments. Why don't you just throw an antenna in one of those compartments as a backup? That way, if you forget one, have it.
Funny story is I did, and I was sharing offline earlier. I threw my bug out antenna in the truck, but I left the little transformer part back on my desk at home. So I had part of an antenna in the truck. I just didn't have the whole antenna. So if
you,
I could
figure the wire. Out how
to put them all together, I had the wire. Right.
Which antennas are you trying to bundle your like mic and camera gear and stuff with?
Well, so I've got a big, large 24-quart backpack, Temba backpack. Yeah. That's got all of my radio gear, batteries, all that stuff. And then it's got my recording gear. And then coupled with that on the side, I have a roll-up or a camera or tripod bag that has my Wolf River coil in it. And then I've got another bag that's got my Mad Dog in it. So I've got all these bags I can quickly grab. But I always forget to grab that second, you know, piece, which is the antenna.
Yeah, I leave. I got a bunch of tripod bags, different sizes from Amazon, and I'll preface it with this: you get what you pay for. I've had horrible luck with the zippers. You know, they're not YKK for sure. I've had horrible luck with the zippers and things tear. And that said, you know, they're cheap, and I've got some different sizes, and I recently got one that I keep a lot of my mic and tripod stuff for, like, audio, video and stuff in, and I always just grab that and go. But I keep one of those little tripod bags in my car that has the 213 inch whip from Wolf River Coil, so you could swap that out if you got the Chameleon one, the MFJ, or one of the Chinese ones, whatever. But I keep that in there with a Sporty 40 coil, some radio wires, and I also keep, like, the Wolf River tripod, so I can, and a mag mount. Now, the mag mount doesn't fit in the back. The mag mount is in in the truck, right? Or the trunk.
That's a tri mag mount you've got, right?
Yeah, yeah, big one. Yeah, but I keep
just leave it on top of the top of the car.
Yeah,
not even connected.
Yeah, I do have the Wolf River Coils tripod in a short, like, 20-foot thing of cheap coax. And, you know, isn't, you know, a backup, right? Always, you know, have, you know, redundancy, and the antenna fits in there with the tripod legs. I got the clamp mount also, so I can clamp it onto a picnic table and some radio wires, but small tripod bag works really good. Mm-hmm. I was looking at some bigger ones. I didn't go that route, you know, but I was looking at some bigger and better ones recently where I could consolidate a lot of stuff into one of those and just keep it in. But, there's my tip right there for you or anyone listening or watching, is some of those tripod bags actually work really well, especially for vertical stuff like one of those 17-foot whips.
100%. I agree with you 100%. Now, if I could figure out how to take that tripod bag and affix it to the bag itself, so when I set it over in the corner at night and say when I'm going to grab it, I can just grab and go, because I always forget that last step. It's like all my antenna equipment's in my back storage room, so I just grab that, and I never remember to just grab the antenna bag, because the antenna's complete, like you know, you just described your whole entire kit. That's exactly kind of what I have set up to as well. So
Eric, if you do what I do and just use the Buddy Pole Pro, you can have the bug out antenna and a Buddy Pole Pro and your tripod and everything in one little backpack, and then you just grab it and go. Then you don't have to worry about having three different things.
Or you can just go to a G90, and then you don't need an antenna. You just clip it onto things. You know, I saw Kevin in the chat, K0KLB. What's up, Kevin? Mike, K8MRD, like, his last video was him just driving around tuning up random things with a G90, like in a Walmart parking lot, trying to tune up a shopping cart to going, like, to a Costco or somewhere else and tuning up a chain link fence. And,
That video, you know, man, he must be, like, on so many Walmart cameras, because he did everything, like, most of the video was by Walmart in some form or fashion. It was hilarious to watch. This was,
yeah, you know,
I bet the cart corral probably does pretty well.
It did, actually.
With them all
it
connected.
Yep. Yeah. It was great. He tuned up a light pole. We're giving all the secrets away, but the chain link fence one was literally the one that was wrapped around an entire Walmart parking lot and everything. So it must have been like 18 miles of chain link fence. I mean, he just plugged right in and went.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that's it. I just got to carry an alligator clip and the double poles with a 1 foot of wire and a BNC connector on the end of it. We're good to go.
There's not a month that goes by. The G90 was my first HF radio. I sold it when I got the 705, and there's not a month that goes by that I don't think about, you know what, I should just buy one and keep it in the car, or buy one, keep it in the garage or something. You know, like, it's
well, that same philosophy is what I did with my, I bought an 891, and my 891 sits in the truck. And so it's almost done. I have got to wire it all up and finish it. But that's the whole ATAS 891 thing. So, you know, I just got to get off my butt and get that all set up. So when, you know, when the stuff falls apart, I still have something to fall back on. But, you know, it's one more project. Yeah. So that was kind of what my, you know, week's been kind of ham radio wise. And so all good, all fun, and always a blast for sure. And once, you know, and actually on the sidebar, Paul and I, we did Russell Abbott. And I have to say that the Reliance antenna was phenomenal. We had such a pile up. I went back and looked at some of the video. I mean, it was like nonstop. It was like you couldn't find an opportunity to take a breath, sip of water, whatever. It was just like go, 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 go. And it's like I've never been in something like that in a long, long time. And so it was always fun to, you know, feel all that experience.
That's because I warmed up the bands for you a couple hours earlier, remember? Because I activated the rail trail before that, and I knew they were going out, but I couldn't get out that far. I was at work. I did it on my lunch break, and I got like 25 contacts, and I was kind of I would have gotten more, but I could decide to go hunt because I could hear a lot of people. So, but there was huge pileups, and they couldn't hear me as well. So it kind of like was a thing. But the bands were pretty good that day. Definitely a good day. And I heard on the net tonight, I heard that the bands were pretty hopping today too. Everyone was on 40 and everything. So good conditions.
It was, I mean, I netted like 40 something and 45 contacts somewhere on there. So yeah, it wasn't too bad for about an hour and a half worth of.
I was so close to, I was getting off the exit. I'm like, I should just go over there and just join them.
Could have, man.
Then I'd have to have an excuse of like, you're supposed to be back an hour ago. Where the hell are you?
Well, I can't encourage that, but you know, I will definitely, you know, try to steer you in that direction. So cool.
It almost happened today, but couldn't do it.
Well, there's been many more times. We still working on that kilo for sure. All right, well, let's kind of dive into some of our formality stuff here. You know, first off, if you haven't checked out our storefront, we always suggest you head over to livefreeandham.com/shop. We've got some great merch over there. You know, we have seen people sporting all of the ham radio, Live Free and Ham radio gear, you know, but we've got some favorites ourselves. We've got obviously the camo hats, the Ham Radio Makes Me Feel Dumb shirt, which is in homage to Paul there. The Poto Life shirt's my big favorite. And Todd's big favorite is always Ham Radio Found Me. And we have all those tees, stickers, and beer mugs. But I'm going to tease a little bit here and say, you know, we're working in the background on a little bit of a project here. And the guys haven't been prepped on this at all. But, you know, we're working on, for our bourbon and whiskey drinkers, we're looking to launch a limited special order of a Glencairn whiskey glass with the LF branded logo on it. So we're working on that design. We're getting those ready. We'll have them all pre-ordered and ready to go. But it's going to be a short limited run because of the way the company that sells them. So we'll have only a bunch of them. And then after that, they're all gone. So keep an eye on our storefront. Keep an eye on our podcast. Listen and check out our website because we'll have more details coming in the future. So you can scoop up one of those because once they're gone, they're gone. All right. And so now we get into our favorite segments here, guys, as always. You know, our first one is...
Doing good.
Good.
Doing good.
You do. That's good.
Do good. Do good.
You're doing good.
Good. Absolutely, I do. Good. Good.
Doing good, Bob. Doing real good.
And right now, my only outlet is my ham radio.
That it is. But as we always point out every podcast, every recorded episode, where's the good coming from, guys? We don't see it. We don't hear it. We have to bring it ourselves a lot of times. However, Mike, our shining star, our man of the hour, has come to our aid, and we have heard his cries, and he's sent us some amazing stuff. But I want to back the train up a little bit to kind of explain why he's here to tell us about his little story and his club and them doing good. Is that a while back, if you've been a regular listener to our podcast or our YouTube channel, you know, you knew that a while that Todd and Paul and I were all just getting a little frustrated going, why is nobody sending this stuff? There's got to be people doing good. Well, so I threw out the challenge, you know, or, you know, that we'll take it in any which way, form, shape, whatever. Just send us, you know, you're doing good. And so Paul basically said, well, let's just one up that. We're going to throw in some bonus points here. and say, if anybody decides to send something as a Winlink message, he'll be like, I'll give you bonus points. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. No, we got to do one better. And so we said, we're going to invite you. If you send us a message via Winlink about a do good story, then we want you to come on to our next live stream, or you can come in to one of our recordings. But Mike decided, you know, hey, the recording of the live stream was way better. So we are happy to say that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Mike brings good. He brings a great story, you know, there. So with that, you know, we want to say, you know,
you're the most amazing guy.
Yes. Thank you. So, you know, we want to give Mike the floor and have him share some of his great, awesome goodness that his club's doing and things he's been a part of. And, you know, maybe it might inspire you to do it. So, Mike, floor is yours, sir. Proceed.
Awesome. Well, I just got to say, like, it's hilarious because I'm listening to the podcast and I've been listening for a while right now. And every time I hear it, I'm like, I got to send something in. I should send something in. But I've been kind of waiting to, like, if there's something I'm doing with my club that I'm, like, directly involved in with, right? And finally, like, that last episode, my brain starts spinning. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to send something in. I'll send something that, you know, because I know my club's been volunteering at a lot of events. I haven't been able to. I'm like, I'll send something in that my club's doing. And I'm going to do it by Winlink. And then, like, seconds later, you start talking about if someone throws, send us something, you know, via Winlink. And then
message
bonus
from
points. We're bringing you on, whatever. And I'm like, all right, this has got to happen now. And so, and it was early in the week, I feel, because, like, it was, like, the next day. It was Winlink Wednesday. And I check in regularly. I'm like, all right, I'm going to send the guys a message. And you know, kind of do a copy-paste job on the public service report from my club. But nonetheless, so I rode in, and I'm in the Rochester area, Western New York, and the club that I belong to, I'm actually on the board, is the Rochester Amateur Radio Association, RARA, and we're one of the larger clubs in the U.S. We got over 500 members, and you know, Rochester, if you know a little bit about it, Rochester is home to L3 Harris, Harris RF, so you have that radio DNA baked right in here. But also there's a lot of companies like Xerox, Johnson & Johnson. There's just, and you got schools like University of Rochester, where I work, RIT. A lot of engineers, a lot of smart people. Somehow I managed to be out here too. But there's a lot of hams, a lot of interest in amateur radio. And we regularly volunteer for a number of events. And the one that I sent in, you know, for the do good section, took place. We actually did, my club and a couple other clubs managed to do two events the same day in different parts of the state. And the one I wrote in about was called the Mammoth March, which is in Letchworth State Park. And anyone who's watching on the live stream, that's where this photo behind me, it was taken at Letchworth State Park. And I've been there to do a POTA one time. That's why you see the photo behind me if you're watching, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And I use the word, you know, gorgeous intentionally, because like the gorges, and I hate that people make the comparison like, oh, it's the Grand Canyon of New York and things like that, because it doesn't compare to the Grand Canyon. I'm sure I haven't even been there, but Letchworth is absolutely beautiful. And there is hardly any cell service in parts of that park.
And that's your perfect place.
Exactly. And so this is an ideal event where you definitely want to have amateur radio support and have volunteers, you know, and they did some amazing things, you know, with, you know, setting up digipeaters so that different stations throughout the event could send, APRS messages, you know, to other stations, you know, and just kind of basically pass traffic, help provide support. There was a lot of what we would refer to as, I think it's SAG, it's support and gear, vehicles, which, you know, would go out. And, you know, if there's an issue with, you know, somebody, whether it's a medical emergency or something just minor, you know, somebody needs some water or whatever. And, you know, events like this, and I volunteered it to myself. Now on the live stream, you're showing a photo from last year. This is the Boilermaker road race, which is a race in Utica, where I'm from, in central New York. And I volunteered there. I was at one of the last stations at the end, and I was stationed there with some first responders. And that, you know, that race, there's over 20,000 participants in the Boilermaker. It's one of the largest races in the Northeast. I think it's the largest 15K in the Northeast. And it's important to have, you know, support for these type of events. Utica, there's no problem with the cell service. Letchworth State Park, that's an entirely different thing. And, you know, I don't have any special training other than my amateur radio license and stuff. You know, I did a CPR class years and years ago, but I'm, you know, I can go out, and what it takes, you know, for those listening, who are wondering, you know, what does it take to volunteer at these events? Usually, like, as long as you've got an HT or if you've got a mobile radio, you're good to go. And events that I've gone to, if you don't have them, they're going to give them to you. And they'll give you mag mounts to put on your car or your vehicle or something else, if necessary. But ultimately, you know, the amateur radio volunteers at these races are stationed at locations throughout the race. I've been in a sweep vehicle where I've just constantly gone through in a cycle race. One of the photos was up on the screen earlier from one of the MS rides. And I just constantly kept going on the race circuit, and I'm reporting the position of where some of the last cyclists are. And in the Boilermaker race, we were obviously, you know, passing radio traffic if there were emergencies, but also we were keeping track of the participants, especially the wheelchair race participants, when they pass each point. And, you know, and it's nice because at the end of the day, I've done a lot of 5Ks and races. These things like don't random? Happen without volunteers.
Like yourself.
And what was that?
Like running did yourself. You run them?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. Yeah. I volunteered that one year because, my family wasn't able, like, usually I would run it with my sister, my brother, or someone. We've done it as a family. I did it with my kids this summer. Cause I missed it being a volunteer. It was weird to be on the sidelines. You know, and running is, you know, that I use that term loosely. Technically I have both feet in the air at the same time. So it passes as running.
Well, it's like Vince says, round is a shape.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. If they gave out, you know, participation awards for weight class instead of age, like, I'd have the thing down. Like, I've said I'm best in weight class for like the last 20 years. But anyway, these things, you know, they don't happen without volunteers and people chipping in, whether they're on a large size, like a Boilermaker race, or where you got 20,000 plus participants, or even some of these smaller Tour de Cure MS rides, where they are, you know, maybe just a couple hundred or so participants. You need volunteers, whether they're amateur radio people, they're first responders, they're those that are organizing the race and the events. And it was a great feeling after, when I volunteered and I'm standing around and people are coming up like, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's good to hear that. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not saving any lives. I get to use a tactical call sign for like an hour or so. You feel kind of cool and stuff, but it's nice to give back. And there's these opportunities, I'm sure, wherever you are, you know, in the US, there's opportunities to volunteer and help out in some of these events. Races are one that we do regularly. My club, and those are the things that I've done, whether they're foot races, bike races, wheelchair races, things like that. But, you know, look for those opportunities, get involved. It's nice to give back. You know, and it was a different vantage point for me being on the sidelines that one year, a year ago, and, you know, and watching it, and you see how much fun people are having, and if you've been there and you know, it can be a lot of fun, then you feel good to, you know, kind of give up a couple hours of your day. So if you got that Bofang, if you got a few hours, then you're in a position where you can help out. And you know, you're not going to have to be a general. You're not going to have to be an extra. You know, usually for these things, just, you know, basic. If you got a radio, you got the time, then you can pitch in. And very cool. like I said, my club does these regularly. We did two. There was an MS ride and there was the Letchworth Mammoth March, both on, was August 10th. And we had volunteers at both, as did some of the other clubs in the Finger Lakes and Western New York region. It was good.
Wow. Well, dude, that is amazing. I applaud you. And, you know, I you know, yes, if you were running,
I'd vote for you.
And, you know, they, you're definitely one of the
dude.
You know, not to toot Mike's horn, but in essence, Mike, I can sympathize and understand and relate very much, you know, with that whole, you know, when you give, you get back a whole lot more kind of approach. And so that's exactly what the whole, I think, my, you know, kind of spin on the do good, yeah, aspect of it. It doesn't really matter, like, if you do it with your club or you do it with your, you know, a group of guys and gals getting, mm-hmm, together to do a POTA event, whatever, you know, you're just out there helping the public, showing them, educating them on ham radio, and just, you know, having fun with it. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. And of all things, it was POTA that brought me to go volunteer out, you know, in Utica, you know, with a different club and in a different part of the state. Wow. Just because I connected with somebody through POTA who is activating regularly and hunting from my hometown. And when I first worked him, you know, and pops up in Hammers, he's in New Hartford, which is a suburb of Utica. I'm like, hey, I'm from New Hartford. and I work him a couple of times. We got to know each other, and Ed, he volunteers regularly for the race. He's done it for decades. He reached out. He's like, hey, we could use some help. You want to help out? And I said, you know what? This would be fun. And why not? And so I did it. But there's opportunities out there. You just got to look for them.
Yeah. And finding a club, you know, that's pretty active, you could definitely, you know, consult their websites that are, yeah, or word of mouth. Word of mouth is a perfect example of Mike just demonstrated there, you know, while he was doing something he enjoyed, you know, someone's like, hey, come participate in this. So that is awesome. I am applaud you, and I thank you for sharing such a freaking awesome story. And I, you know, encourage everybody else. We're throwing the gauntlet down again. You know, this is not just a one and done thing for us. We want to keep hearing those stories. We want to keep hearing people share the do good aspects of it, because, you know, heck, we can tune the dial and hear all the lids, and we can hear all the complainers on 80 meters. You know, the whole gamut. We're all used to it. We all, you know, participate in some form of it or ignore it in some form. But, you know, why not, like, do something that, you know, shows something really cool, like what your club's doing, to, you know, and get people, you know, thinking about, you know, hey, maybe I should go try something different, or maybe I should go try, you know, running, you know, radio comms on a radio race, or, you know, volunteer at a POTA event. So, like I said, you know, we have easy ways that you could share your story. And again, it doesn't have to be in New Hampshire. It doesn't have to be in New England. It can be anywhere in the world. We want to hear the story. So, you know, that's not an excuse for anybody, especially if you're in the chat or you're listening to this after on the pod. You know, you have three ways to be able to send us your story. And the first one, obviously, simple, easy email. I hate it, but, you know, we live with it. Send us an email. The other option, we've created something so simple. Point your browser to livefreeandham.com/do-good. Fill in the form. Tell us a story. We'll happily share it with you. But if you're ambitious like Mike is, we still have the Winlink option, you know? So if you are so felt to Winlink us an email, do so. And we will be glad. We will invite you on. You can come hang out with us on our next live stream. You can come hang out with us, you know, at a recording that we do, you know, for our show regularly. Your choice, either way. But, you know, if you're going to go through the effort of sending a Winlink email like Mike did, even though it was Winlink Wednesday and he was already ready for it.
he started before we even announced it.
you know, you can come be part and hang out with us. We'd love to have you. We want to hear your story. We want to share it. And so with that, you know, that's do good, you know, simple as that. So
yeah, you
know,
make sure though that they don't send it to you, because you don't ever check your Winlink.
I got the return to sender from Eric, but fortunately I sent it to both Eric and Paul. So
yes, well,
I sent Paul, you a reply.
Yes, I know.
Yes, and I did get it.
I, we threw it out there, and then I totally forgot. WinLink, what's WinLink again? So all good. I will fix that. I promise. You heard it here. All right. So, well, with that, we're going to dive into our usual segment here, as we all love.
And now for something a little extra with Todd W1STJ.
Hey guys, this is one of our favorite segments going so far. You know, you've heard it here. This is where we help Todd study for his extra class license. And now we're doing it on the live stream, which is going to be a big train wreck, I'm sure. But in each episode, we pick three questions from the extra class pool to test Todd's knowledge and hope he gets his upgrade. You know, and if you'd like to follow along, we've got two ways to do it. One is obviously, you can always head over to hamstudy.org, which is a great resource, and it helps you prepare for your test, especially if you like to cram. I did it that way. Everybody here in some form or fashion has done it that way. And as we all have noted in every episode, 3 out of 4 volunteers, examiners approve of it. ARL was unavailable for comment at the time of surgery survey. But without further delay, we are going to spin this a little differently, and I'm going to hand it over to the VE Quizmaster, Paul. Take it away and let them know how they play.
All right. Well, thanks, Eric. I appreciate that. So, Todd, we're moving all the way up to sub-element number 3 because that's where you feel comfortable, and we don't want to challenge you too much. Now, my original plan for this was I was going to have the viewers in the chat pick the sub-element. But in all fairness to Todd, he hasn't fully studied, so we don't want to give him something he hasn't seen yet. So the way this is going to work is we're going to do 3 random questions from sub-element 3, and I'm going to get Todd's answer first, and then we'll get Eric and Mike to chime in, and then everybody in the chat will throw in the letter that they think is the correct answer, and we'll see who is right. And maybe Todd can do better than 2 out of 3.
Otherwise, all that right. Song is coming, my friend. That song is coming.
Oh, yes, it is. All right. So without further delay, the first question of the evening from sub-element 3. At what time of the year is sporadic E propagation most likely to occur? Is it A, around the solstices, especially the summer solstice? B, around the equinoxes, especially the fall equinox. C, around the equinoxes, especially the spring equinox. Or is it D, around the solstices, especially the winter solstice?
Say that 3 times.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So, Todd, the first answer goes to you.
I'm gonna go with letter A.
Okay. So Todd says A, and what says you, Eric?
I'm gonna go with C.
Okay, Mike. Anything?
Are you gonna chime in before I say anything, Paul? Like, I don't want to give anything away. But
no.
As a VHF contester, June. June is the time that you want to get on 6 meters. And so I am definitely going with A. I'm with Todd on A. That's been my experience on 6 meters. And so I'll go with that.
Okay. And from the looks of the chat agrees that A is correct. Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Job. Yes. I failed. I did not study.
Now, Eric and I are going to, Eric's going to just give me his extra and we're going to swap this around. Transfer it over to me.
Yeah. Only if that were possible.
If only. All right. For question number 2, what characterizes libration fading of an EME signal? I'm reading it as it is written. What characterizes libration fading of an EME signal? All right. Is it A, gradual loss of signal as the sun rises? B, A fluttery, irregular fading. C, a slow change in the pitch of a CW signal. Or is it D, the returning echo is several hertz lower in frequency than the transmitted signal?
All right. And I don't even know if this is a real word. I'm going to go with B, fluttery. But yeah, fluttery or an irregular fading. Letter B.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric agrees. And Mike?
I don't have a clue, so this is going to be a guess. Because they've changed the test since I took it. Let's go with D.
All right, go with that answer, right. Back in my day.
All right, and what says the chat? Hurry up, get your answers in there.
B, D, okay.
It's B. Working.
B is correct.
I should have stuck with B. That's the first thing that jumped into my mind. And they always told me when I was studying, go with what first comes into your head. Like, go with the first thing you think is right. Don't overthink it. But
yeah, always go with
so
your gut.
It's typical of hams to overthink.
Or re-engineer right. the question when it shouldn't be re-engineered.
For the third and final question of the evening, what is a typical range for tropospheric duct propagation of microwave signals? Oh, come on, Mike. Is it A, 1,200 miles, B, 100 miles to 300 miles, C, 2,500 miles, or is it D, 10 miles to 50 miles?
All right. I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, you're not playing that song tonight. Because the answer is B.
Oh, man.
That's some confidence.
I'm definitely, by just elimination of, the two highest variables, it's either 10 or 10 to 50 or 100. And I know no one would do tropospheric ducting with microwave signals if it was only 10 to 50 miles. So it's got to be up.
Okay. Eric's playing process of elimination. Mike, what do you say?
The answer is B.
Ooh, confidence. All right. That's confidence.
It better be B. As someone who has watched people make contacts on 30 gigahertz before, like.
All right. What says the chat?
Nope. Tim's in with a B.
Tim's chiming in with a B.
Yeah, stick with me. Can't go wrong. I'm going with 3 for 3 tonight.
And here we go. All right. B is correct. Oh, how about that, Todd? 3 for 3.
Great job.
Very cool. Very good. Well, wow. Okay. Well, that was an amazing, feat of knowledge and study skills there, Todd. I thank you because you pulled me through all the way. I've still got my extra.
And now I got it. Now it's on to sub-element 4.
Oh boy. All right. Well, you can follow along with Todd by heading over to hamstudy.org. Great resource to help prepare for your test, and is something that we all use and we love ourselves here. So thank you again for everybody in the chat playing tonight. This is kind of our first attempt at trying this out on live streams. Didn't catch fire, didn't explode. So, hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, my friend. You can play it now. Go ahead.
I got 3 out of 3. Come on. Awesome.
I know, but I got 2 out of 3.
Oh.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, because we got to play it twice. It's better than
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
So, all right. Well, thank you again for, everybody in the chat hanging out and playing with our.
I got to admit. This is really getting motivating me because I hate that song and I really don't want to get 2 out of 3 anymore. So I got to get 3 out of 3. So I got to study.
So on your car ride in to take the test, if you're going in personally, we'll just play this on a loop all the time.
Yeah.
For self-motivation. Okay. All right. Well, now for our last bit of, a little bit of news I think we want to touch on, because if you obviously have been paying attention to the channel for a while, you know, we had released a live stream update on a person, we'll say, you know, that is very near and dear to us as a host of the Live Free and Ham crew. But we all know, if you've been listening to our show for a while, Paul has had a deep desire to want to jump out of a perfectly good working airplane. Why? I don't know, but he's got the desire. And Carlos just helped him just a little bit more to get him motivated in that direction. So we know we've been bouncing around, and it's kind of almost been comical, because I think at this point, if Sunday doesn't happen, and we're going to get into this a little bit, if Sunday doesn't happen, the tagline, and we're going to put it on our shirt, is, hey, Paul is eventually going to jump someday. And so we'll go from there. But, you know, now that we got your ear, we're going to give Paul the floor here. Talk a little bit about what his, you know, plan is and what's going on, because we are going to be live streaming this weekend with Paul's jump. And so we want all you guys to tune in and hang out and watch all the action and fun, because Todd and I are going to sit back and commentate while he's, you know, going up on the plane.
Falling out of a plane. perfectly good plane.
So Paul, go to take it away. Give us a little bit of backstory. Tell us where we are and bring us up to the current present.
Right. Well, so I've always said that someday I was gonna get into skydiving. You know, it's one of those things. It was on my bucket list. I wanted to do it when I was in the military, but the only thing I ever got to jump out of was a helicopter. And, well, you're fast roping. It's a little bit different. You know, there's no parachute involved. And it's only 75 feet. So, you know, it was just kind of in the back of my brain. At some point, someday, I'm going to do this. And then, I don't know. I think, Eric, you had the brilliant idea to invite Carlos to one of our live streams.
Yeah.
And brilliant. absolutely love Carlos. We started talking about how he started, and how he had always said someday he was going to do it, and his wife had bought tickets for him. And that really got me thinking. And I said, well, you know, I'm trying to cross some things off my list this year. Like this is the first year in at least 10 plus years that physically, I've felt really good. You know, I've been battling a lot of, you know, spinal issues and stuff. I finally got my neck fixed in 21. I got cadaver bone in there now. It's great. But, so I said, this is it. I'm going to do it. And so the plan was for my birthday, which is October 23rd, I was going to make the first jump. And the more I thought about it, I was like, fuck, it's going to be really cold. And I don't know that I want my first experience being really cold. So I said, well, let's book my birthday, but let's also book September 25th, which happened to be a Wednesday. I figured Wednesday'd be great because there wouldn't be a lot of people. Everybody'd be working. Well, lo and behold, we had a lot of rain come in on Thursday. And so because of the cloud cover, they said it wasn't safe and they were canceling all the jumps. So I had a heart to heart with my son about, you know, disappointments in life and how you just got to persevere and keep going. Because no matter what, life will let you down. And so we pushed it to October 2nd, which is next Wednesday. And lo and behold, they emailed me last night and they said, something happened with their pilot and their pilot's gone for the week. And so they're canceling all jumps for the whole week. They're like, but we got a backup pilot for this weekend only. And so if you want to jump this weekend, you could jump Saturday afternoon or you could jump Sunday morning. So I said, well, how many people are going to jump at 8 a.m. on a Sunday? Sign me up for that one. So here we are, and Sunday is predicted to be absolutely beautiful. So it should be nice, clear skies, and it should be a very memorable experience.
And not a lot of wind. I checked.
Not a lot of wind.
So you're going to have terminal velocity straight down.
Well, from what I understand, the free fall only lasts for like 15 to 30 seconds. It's not very long.
Yeah, that's a long free fall. 15 to 30 seconds of you bulleting to the ground. Yeah.
That's long. Just ask your wife, you know. She'll tell you. I had to, man. You left it open. Sorry.
I'm proud to be a two pump chump. Thanks.
Got the prove it.
Now, I really appreciate everybody's flexibility with this, though. You know, of course, there's a little bit of anxiety. I won't lie. There's a little bit of anxiety there. I'm a little nervous. Something could go wrong, and the chute wouldn't open, and the two of us are just going to plummet to our death.
On a live stream.
You got two shoots. Well,
if the chute doesn't work, if there's a problem with the chute, you got the rest of your life to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. I'll catch you. Don't worry about it. I'll just sit out there. Come to me, buddy. I got you.
Perfect.
We'll bring all the tarps and we'll just all spread out and just move a target.
Giant trampoline.
Oh man.
No, it's gonna be cool. Like, so Wednesday, you know, I had a court for work. I had to go to court and I got that changed for this jump and I moved it to Monday, which was sweet. And I'm like, all right, I'm all set to go. And then I look at the weather and I'm like, before, I'm like, there's no way they're going to be jumping. It's going to be like thick clouds unless they jump through the clouds, which I highly doubt. Yeah. So we get the thing. And then the next Wednesday, I'm like, all right, I can probably do that. Nothing's going on yet. Make sure I don't schedule anything. And then we got the notice Sunday and I'm like, I can definitely do Sunday. That works good. Cool. So we're psyched. Yep.
So with that, you know, if you haven't already set the notification bell, we have got a live stream set up and Todd and I are going to commentate it, you know, play by play as much as we can see from the comfort of our ground station. And so if Paul's got a second or two, he can throw that link in there of the actual live stream. So if, you know, you haven't headed over to our channel, it's actually in all of our channels. So you're bound to find it somewhere, but in essence, you know, head on over there, click that link, get notified because it's going to be cold at, you know, Sunday morning around 8 o'clock. The sun just will be starting to warm things up. So we'll be bringing coffee and donuts. We'll be hanging out, watching Paul. We'll be eating in front of him because we know he's not going to eat on the way up for fear of something going back down.
I don't know. But, I mean, Chipotle sounds great.
Oh,
you know, Paul. You know what I was thinking? I was going to bring like one of the quadcopters with the cameras on it and just fly it up there as you're coming down and like do an interview with you.
On the way down.
How's it going, buddy?
I come to talk right now.
Have it buzzing around as you're going through. With my luck, I'd get it freaking crash into your things and you really would need the second shift.
Well, so I am going to bring an HT. Because I talked to Carlos offline about this and he said there is a possibility that the instructor may be nice enough to carry the HT for me and then can pass it to me while we're parachuting down so that I can call out on 5-2.
Very cool. Awesome. Nice. Okay.
Fingers crossed. I mean, it would be nice, but I'm not planning on it.
We'll make sure we capture the moment there for sure.
You want my Ed Fong antenna that you could get a better signal and just have it flapping in the ring? I curl up one.
Need a Faraday.
Yeah.
I've actually got one if you need one.
Well, if you're going to be, if this might happen, I have to charge my, my HTs now, I guess, or at least one of them.
We'll just leave your radio on in the truck. We'll be good.
Cool. Oh, sitting in the truck.
No, we're going to be outside, dude. Yeah. I want to capture this moment, you know, for all its glory, for sure. You know, and all of the people that are coming.
How's it going?
Hey, Brian, I appreciate you trying to bust through the pileup. I'm going to wear Depends. Just in case.
Oh, very cool. Well, we are all proud of Paul stepping up and doing this. So we're pretty psyched for him. And, you know, we're glad to, you know, allow him to let us be a part of this in our usual fashion. So we're all looking forward to it. There definitely will be many more videos and we're actually hoping, fingers crossed, you know, this will inspire a certain, you know, Life at Terminal Velocity folks to book a flight to head this way. And, you know, maybe, you know, we'll be able to get them to do a tandem jump together and, you know, make a lot of contacts, but, you know, fingers crossed that's down in the future. Let's just get to the first base at this point and try to get him up in the air and out in a parachute. So awesome. Okay. Well, so with that, now we can finally talk about what this mysterious five is all about. You know, like I said, We're not the Illuminati. We're not into QAnon or any of that other stuff. You know, we're just a bunch of crazy hams. But, you know, if you've, you know, been around and been listening to us for about a year now, I mean, we've been doing shows for on and off for a year. We've been all having fun hanging out. Paul's been with us for about half of the ride there, and he's going to be in there for the long haul. But, you know, we started kind of this podcast as just a way to kind of just share about our ham radio experiences, have fun with it, and, you know, see where it took us. And so, you know, funny thing was, is as we started to kind of be on that journey and as we were, you know, kind of planning for some of the stuff in the future, I kind of got wind of like, okay, where we were in terms of our show, you know, numbers and, you know, a bunch of other numbers kind of popped up in the background that were like, oh, well, they all kind of had five as a reference in it. And so I was just like, well, we got to, you know, we got to bring reference. So, you know, we can bring light to this. And so, you know, as I said, you know, we've been doing some stuff as a show for about a year now. We've brought Paul on. You know, Ryan is still with us, you know, as he's flying and doing all of his things. So he pops in from time to time. And, but we love having hanging out with Ryan. Mike has definitely been a part of our crew here as an honorary Live Free and Ham guy here. So, you know, if you haven't gotten your certificate in the mail, we'll be sending it. Yes, he's wearing his shirt, man. So he knows it. And, you know, so with that, you know, we had hit like within our first 10 months, like 2,500 downloads, which blew us all away. We're like, people love listening to us. Like, this is like, we're not at all at home clicking the button to download our podcast. We just don't have the time to put that much effort into downloading that many episodes. So it shows that, you know, you guys love what we're talking about, love what we're doing, love being a part of our community. And so first and foremost, I want to say it out loud, and I'm sure everyone else, you know, resounds it as well, that, you know, we all appreciate you guys supporting us and being part of this. And we're looking forward to another year and many years forward. But it kind of got us thinking that, you know, once we hit this episode, and this episode tonight, this live stream is our 50th episode. We've been doing 50 episodes, which is totally mind-blowing in my mind. Like, you know, 50 episodes, you know, we have enough material to talk about. We joke around some, you know, great stuff. We have some awesome people on. But with that, you know, one thing that just really like threw the wrench in the whole entire system was, is that we are getting to 5,000 downloads after this episode goes into the podcast bin. So we have now crossed over a huge milestone for us. So we've already done 50 shows. We've done 5,000 downloads. You know, the sky's the limit. Things are going crazy. You know, the wagon wheels are falling off the train here, off the wagon itself, and off the train, because that'd be a different, you know, analogy. But all that being said is that, you know, kind of got us thinking, you know, what we wanted to share a little bit more about us. So you guys can get to know more us and why we do Live Free and Ham and who we are. We obviously all have our own channels and we all do our own little, you know, ham radio thing or ham radio adjacent thing. But we want to just talk a little bit about and share some of our experiences tonight about, you know, Live Free and Ham, kind of some of the things that, you know, we were going to touch on tonight is that, you know, we really, you know, want to share some of the stuff and the pains and the struggles we deal with when we're growing in this channel. And, you know, one thing that I really want to get into is like, you know, what was the one thing you loved the most about this show? You know, we all have our own little thing. And then, you know, we'll talk about a few other things in between and we'll just throw a little humor and sprinkle it all over the top. But so, you know, to kind of kick it off a little bit, Paul, what, you know, kind of what's your take on it? You know, obviously you're the newer guy of the crew here. You know, you obviously came in. You came in, but you came in like gangbusters, and you know, we loved having you here and you've been a blast. And so, you know, kind of what's your take on it? What, when you came in to the show, what, you know, what was your expectation? Did you have one?
Well, I certainly had zero expectations. But yeah, no, I'm definitely the FNG, and I'm proud to wear that badge. Crazy though, right? I became an official member of the show in December, and so we're very quickly coming up on a year. I remember commenting back in June when the podcast hit the 1 year anniversary, you know, that I was amazed at how quickly those 6 months had gone by. It really goes quick. You know, we record almost every Sunday, and I think that the highlight for me of the last bit that I've been a part of this was the Mike Fright episode when I was up in Pittsburgh for the eclipse back in April. It was such a great conversation. It was such a great topic. And it was, you know, one of those things where I truly hope that new hams were able to kind of take our honest feedback about, you know, our experiences and just know that what they're going through is the same that we've all gone through. You know, it's not easy to get in front of a microphone or to get in front of people. And so the more that you can practice speaking and the more that you can get on the radio and practice, the easier it becomes. You know, it's been a lot of fun, and I gotta say congratulations. You know, 5,000 downloads, 50 episodes, those are fantastic milestones.
Well, you know, we couldn't have done it without you for sure, because Todd and I would just eventually keep talking about the same stuff over and over again, I'm sure.
So, the buddy pro.
Yeah, his buddy pro, and, you know, when I'm going to get HF in the truck.
I'm just waiting for them to be listening to this and how much I promote that. Maybe they'll send me something.
You're hoping one day. Cool. So anyway, obviously, you know, we'll get to you, Mike, because obviously, you know, you've just recently been part of the crew and hanging out with us, but more so, you know, I'm sure you've got some funny anecdotes because you are one of our truly, you know, dedicated podcast listeners. So, you know, we always hear from you in some form or fashion, either in Discord when, you know, we make a sidebar or something like that in the last episode. But so, Todd, you know,
and obviously,
right, exactly, right. Yeah, we'll never live that one down. So, Todd, so with you, you know, what kind of, you know, your take is on it? You've been here from day one when we first had that crazy meeting with, being the Ham and Potato Podcast, which I didn't really care about that title, but right, you know, something came to my head.
Well, you know, I don't know anything about podcasting. I mean, Eric had done one before and we would talk about it. And, you know, one of the things I think we get at is like having us on the podcast, and even like Ryan, how I met Ryan, like we all met through ham radio. Like I wouldn't have known Eric, Paul, or Ryan, or even Mike. I've never even met Mike in person, but I feel like if I ran into him in the street, like we'd be like, hey man, what's going on? Let's go get a beer.
Yep.
But anyway, but yeah, I think it's I've been just really enjoying it. I think the first couple ones, I was real nervous and stuff. And now it's like, it's kind of like when I did net control for our net, like the first time, I was so nervous. I like an hour before I prepped everything. And now it's like, oh crap, my kid will tell me, Dad, you're running the net tonight. It's like 5 of 7. I got to turn on the radio. And it's just become kind of really natural and kind of fun. And I find that sometimes pre-recording, or even like we just start talking, that could be a part of the show. Like we should just hit record because we start talking about it. Like, oh, let's hold this for the show. So I think we all click really well. I think the you know, I do miss Ryan being here. Ryan is you know, he is definitely busy, but he's still part of the show. He has a lot of input and all that kind of stuff. And you know, he'll be back, you know, on and off when he has the time. But it's just been a cool experience. And you know, when you told me we were like 50 shows, and like even that we've been doing this for over a year, I was shocked. I'm like, really, it's been that long? Like, it doesn't seem like it was that long. And then like just every topic and the guests that are coming on, and we've been invited to like the clubhouse a couple times. And
I don't think we're going back though.
What?
We are. We'll go back though.
Oh no. But, you know, I mean, it's just kind of opened up the, you know, the ham radio. And the whole idea of this whole podcast wasn't to be like, oh, we're going to get all these contacts and be monetized. It was really about just getting ham radio out there, because it's been a positive experience for me and all of us. I think I can speak for all of us. It's just a positive experience all around. And it's what it is. It's just spreading getting the hobby going and getting people to join in and be a part of it. So that's what I got out of it. And I still get out, and I do enjoy doing it. And it's, you know, it's like, you know, it's, sometimes it's a lot. Like you got to make the time to, you know, to cut it out and say, okay, I got to do this tonight. We got to get an episode recorded. But every time you get on, no matter how busy, or even if you're tired, you don't want to do it, it always seems like it's a good time, and you're glad you did it. So, and thanks everyone for listening to us. I mean, I've met some people that have told me that they listen to us all the time. And I just find that unreal.
So bizarre.
Like you're listening to me? Like, seriously?
What's the funniest part, I think, you shared with me a while back is that you bumped into somebody in our club meeting and they were like, I can't figure it out. Like you were talking to them like about the club stuff in general. And you're like, I can't figure out where I'm putting my name to a face, and like your voice sounds so familiar. I don't understand where I'm hearing it from.
Well, he goes, do you do a podcast, Live Free and Ham? He goes, I was just listening to that on the way over. Like he wasn't even in our club, and he just showed up, and you know, we talk all the time, and he's really into POTA and stuff. And eventually him and I are going to go out and do a POTA together. But it's just, you know, it's just funny that, you know, I'm like, people really listen to me. And then like people at work, they're like, yeah, you have a podcast. They're like, do people really listen to you? And I'm like, apparently so. I go, we've got 5,000 downloads. And they look at me like, what? Yeah, I said, like, well, maybe we should start listening. I said, you probably wouldn't understand what we're talking about, but yeah, go ahead. Check it out. So
here's an interesting stat. Just live off hot off the presses. We were right around 17 listeners. Once we put Ryan up on the screen, we went up by 4. So,
wow.
So there, Ryan, we go. He's just a he's the magic bullet for us. But anyway, so Mike, obviously you and I, you know, we had crossed paths, you know, via chat and email and a couple of different things on many levels. But, you know, obviously you've been a listener to us. You kind of, from the outside looking in, describe kind of what, you know, why you decided to listen to us, besides that you were, you know, maybe being nice and saying, hey, I want to download the podcast.
And I was struggling to remember, and I was just too lazy to try to figure out like what the answer is. Like, it may have been when you guys were on Ham Radio Clubhouse, where I first was like, oh snap, there's some guys in the Northeast doing stuff. You know, but I may have discovered it on my, I can't recall exactly, you know, like the exact order of events and stuff. But like you said, you know, you reached out early on and you know, talked about what you're trying to do and you know, get some more content creators collaborating in the Northeast region and whatnot. But no, the episode that resonated the most, one of the first ones I listened to was the one with on the logging road, and
oh yes, the guys from New Hampshire,
and that was like, and my wife and I don't know if this is a thing with wives or not, but like they love podcasts, especially like these murder crime ones or this or that, and it felt like I'm listening to one of these things that I'm hearing her listen to in the shower or something, about, you know, they're trapped on the logging road and they're trying to get a signal out, and it was great. And I mean, it totally drew me in and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, like when you're talking about the podcast or some of the content creation stuff, when you're doing stuff as a group, you know, you need like good people and good chemistry. And you guys have totally, totally nailed that. It's fantastic. And the other, podcast stuff I'll just share is funny. I end up listening to a lot. I do. It's depends on the time of the year, but I can do a lot of travel with work, and so I'm usually listening to a podcast when I'm on the road. But my son and I, my oldest son, who has his general, and him and I were driving out to Utica to run in the Boilermaker. And we drove separately from my wife and my other son, because he had a soccer scrimmage or something going on. So we drove out, and I'm listening to the podcast. He's digesting some of it, but a lot of Gen Alpha is born with like an earbud in their ear. So yeah, I don't know how much he's hearing, but I'm hearing like Eric and Todd throughout the whole thing. And we get in, and there's a park we've never activated, like a couple miles from the hotel. So we get there, and it's one of the relatively new POTA parks in the last year. Yep, but it had been activated before, and we get on, and I'm looking for a frequency, and who do I see spotted? W1STJ on 20 meters. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get you. I listen, but I at least figured like I'm going to spot Ben and I. We're just going to spot ourselves 3 kilohertz away from you. And hopefully maybe you'll see that in Hammers, or maybe someone else will see, like, I'm right there just saying, hey, you know, a little poke check from New York. Like, yeah, hey, we're right here. We can't hear you, but,
Eric sent me a text. He goes, Mike's 3 kilohertz. You know, he's right next to you. Go try him. And though I went over and I couldn't hear you, but I heard people calling you, and I'm like, well, I know he's there. I just can't hear him.
Yeah, and that's how it is. Like, you know, where I am in New York, Maine, I can work on 20 and 40. Virginia and like North Carolina, I can work on 20 and 40. but you get in closer than those states, and it's strictly 40. And
well, there's that one time I activated a park and I couldn't get anything outside of like the New York, like even like I was getting like Albany and Hartford were like as far as I go. What the hell is going on with the bandstand?
Yeah,
that was the Buddy Bowl Pro. That wasn't.
No, it was not. It was just some kind of bad. I think it was just all New England and New York, like the Northeast. It was just weird. It was in the middle of the day. It was like lunchtime.
For that brief minute, though, I hope so much, because like we'd listen to you guys in the car for like half the drive. It's a 2-hour trip or so, and like over half the drive was listening to the podcast. Like, oh, come on, we gotta get him. And I was looking after when we wrapped up. Like, did he go to 40? Did he go to 40? I'm like, oh, it is what it is. But very cool. But no, it's I love the podcast. You guys do a great job, and congratulations on all the milestones.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks. It.
So we're going to like just switch gears here real quick. I always want to dive back in a couple other questions, but you know, I alluded to very early on in the podcast, or maybe I did. I can't remember my, you know, I can't see, I suffer from CRS. But we want to make sure, and obviously, you know, to show our love to obviously everybody, like we said, that, you know, is a podcast listener and part of our show. We're going to do a giveaway tonight. You know, this is a surprise to most folks because we didn't announce it any which way. So we're going to do a giveaway tonight of one of our shirts here. And if I was actually on the ball here, let me go grab that link here and we can show you it. This is the our infamous shirt that we created in Paul's honor here called Ham Radio Makes Me Feel Dumb. So we're going to give this one away here. And this one is one of our favorite shirts because Paul has always said this in every podcast, and it really didn't sink into my thick gray matter what he really meant by it. But then now that we're doing more of the podcast and we just, you know, we're playing more radio and I'm hanging out with him and we're doing more radio stuff. Yeah, totally. Ham radio makes me feel dumb sometimes, and every and that is okay. So it's not a shirt to say that we're dumb ham radio operators. It's just saying, hey, you know, we fail and we fail hard and we fail fast. Let's just move on and, you know, keep growing in the hobby. So we are going to, you know, give this shirt away. And so we have a code there, my friend.
We do. I'm going to post it in the chat.
Okay. All right. Cool. So we will flip over to the giveaway machine here. And the code is might as well jump. And it is all case sensitive with the pound sign. So you got to make sure you type it in exactly the way you see it. We will make sure, you know, the winner, whoever that is, we will have to have you email us and we'll get that shirt out to you. And we want to thank you for,
little Van Halen.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let that run. Go ahead and hit the, it's already running there. Cool. All right, so to kind of segue back, so, you know, some of the things for me, I think one of my favorite episodes, and we were talking a little bit about this, you know, offline, was I have a lot of them, but the one thing that really kind of like hit me close was the one we did with Tim, KC1QDK, the one that's called, it was episode 6, says, I'm not slow, I'm deliberate. That was when we were bringing on some of our close friends, and we were just sharing about some of the, you know, their ham radio experiences and all of the cool things that they were doing. And Tim, every day, man, he is one of those guys like Paul and Todd and Mike do for me. They all surprise me with how much, like, you give them, you know, a bottle cap and a wire and they're off, you know, working 40 meters. Like, how they do it, I don't know. They're just doing it. And so that's kind of like the way I look at Tim. And so when Tim came on to do the episode, he shared all of his experience as a technician. And if you ever wanted a good example of someone who goes through every aspect of being a technician, Tim is that guy. Tim has did, you know, if it was CW, he did it. If it was, I want to do, Aries Races, he went out, took his Baofeng radio with him and went down and did the Boston Marathon. Yeah. And so, you know, if, you know, he was to study for his general, he was busting his butt. He took our club, our loner club radio, which was the thing was a dinosaur, and he made it work on digital modes. I mean, like, I'd be like, okay, I'm done with this. Put it over in the corner and go out and spend the money on a brand new rig. You know, the one thing I love, and we always shared and we always joke about this because we have a Team ICOM, Team Yezu, you know, head to head grudge here. Paul being team ICOM, and Todd and I, team Yaesu.
And Ryan is team.
And team ICOM. So it's a balance there. And I know Mike's an ICOM guy, so you know he kind of falls in that boat just by rite of passage. Tim took both my DX10 and Ryan's 7300, and he spent 2 weeks head to head and ran those things through every test under the sun. I'm sure he did better testing than the Sherwood Report does with their radios. You know, that's the way I kind of look at it. But
he made the right choice.
Totally, 100%.
But he had good and bad things. But you know, it's funny. Like I think we talk about Tim more than any other person. He always comes up in our conversations about something he's doing, the CW stuff. And he's a great guy, and we're gonna have him on again, obviously. But I'm glad he's our friend. I'm glad he's in the club. And again, I met Tim. You know, right around the same time I met Eric and Paul and everyone else, I think we all kind of in the general area joined the club at the same time, and we all just hit it off, and we do pretty much. And then we've just been kind of taking the club in a new direction. You know, we're actually promoting ham radio and trying to get stuff. And he is always doing ham radio stuff. Like what did he do? The last thing was awesome. He went to a non-park park.
Yep.
And he set up a station and he did hunting in CW, and like a whole bunch of our members showed up there and made their
members too. Yeah.
And non-members and made CW contacts. And then when we do things for the schools or fair, you know, we did the 4-H fair, and we did a what did they call it when we went to Milford, the STEM thing. And you know, he has like teaches the kids how to do the names in CW and so, I mean, just awesome stuff. And you know, he's like a huge ambassador for ham radio, which is really what I think this podcast and what we're just trying to do is just get the word out there, get people interested, and just enjoy the hobby and have fun with it. And I think, you know, we all do, and I think we show it here on the podcast, you know, with the people we interact with.
Yeah. So we're right. Is that 13? Because my eyes are failing me. That's 13, right? Yeah.
13. Okay, so we got 20 watching.
Okay, yeah. So let's try to get two more there. So we get two more in the crew there, then we'll run the giveaway machine there and get this all squared away. So yeah. So like I said, that was one of my favorite episodes to do, just because I think we had to record that twice, because the first time Tim had some audio issues, and then the second one actually turned out to be even better than the first recording. So we just scrapped that recording and went with the second one. So. Yeah, it was a blast to do, and it's always fun to hang out with Tim.
For sure. And we've had some really cool guests too, you know, that people are willing to come on and talk about their stuff or what. And like, we've never had, I don't think we've had anyone say, no, I'm not doing that. Like, they just, yeah, sure, we'll come on. And it's just been kind of cool. And then it's funny, because when you're out doing parks, you sometimes work these people that you've had on your podcast who, like, I physically don't know, but it seems like I know them because we spent an hour or two, you know, doing the podcast together. Hey Todd, I just wanted to let you know, and I'll get emails and stuff like that. It's kind of funny, but it's all fun, and it's a great way to get people involved in the hobby. And I've met a lot of people over the few years that I've been a ham that are actually, they see me doing POTA and they're hams, but they're not active. And just last weekend, a guy in my flying club who I didn't know, he heard the repeater go off in my car. He heard people talking on the repeater. And he goes, is that the Bedford repeater? I'm like, yeah. And he told me his call sign, and he was leaving. And he's like, he goes, we got to talk. He goes, yeah, I haven't been active. I'm still licensed. But I haven't done it in a year. And I said, oh, there's been a lot of stuff that's changed. It's like getting even better. And I told him about the podcast, and I said, yeah, we'll talk this weekend when I come back to the field. So there's a lot of people out there that used to do ham radio that don't anymore. And I'm hoping that people will bump into this or see it or see a shirt or a hat or something and check it out and maybe get back into the hobby.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Totally. Yeah, we're definitely excited about this ride, and we want you guys to come be a part of it. You know, we got a bunch of different stuff, so head over to our website, obviously, and check all those links out. We got our Discords. We've got many ways you can connect with us. We will talk a little bit later, you know, some of our Patreon stuff that we're pushing a little bit further ahead on the needle there. And so yeah, outside of that, we got a lot of great stuff coming up at the end of the year and even into the new year. So Awesome. All right. Well, so let's kind of put a little bow on this one. So we're not going to get to 15. I run the machine. We'll do it at 14. It's not too bad at 19.
All right. Here we go.
You put in for the shirt, Eric.
So did Paul. There we
you
go.
Awesome, Kevin.
Hey. All right, Kevin.
All right. Well, appreciate Kevin. K0KLB. He was on our episode, and I could actually pull that episode up there. I forgot the number. Mm-hmm. You want to actually, he's one of the most downloaded episodes. That's just like what, as I was looking at stats random wise, people just download him, and he's been just kind of chugging along and creating, you know, more people, great listeners. And it was fun to have Kevin on. You know, I think it was in the middle of a snowstorm we had him on, and we were chit chatting with him while, you know, we were worrying about his internet. So, yeah, he was a blast to have on, Kevin, and yeah, we love having you part of the chat there. And if you haven't, and I'm gonna put a little shameless plug for him, and everyone here has done it. Yep. You know, head over to his Sunday night QRP nets. I love doing those, even though I've got my flex running. I'll drop it down to 1 watt, and I'll, you know, I love it because we literally have a line of sight between each other. I have no problem hearing Kevin. I can't hear his compadre. In North Carolina. I don't know what it is. I can hit North Carolina any other day of the week, but every time I check into that net, I'm always hitting right in Kevin, and it's always a blast to, you know, test the equipment out there and see how good propagation is.
Well, it's actually his compadre, Steve, and he's in Steve, South Carolina, but Steve uses a beam. So if he, depending on where he's pointing, the net's awesome. So anyone listening, watching, definitely check it out. It's a great way to try out new antennas and different things, see how low you can go and stuff and whatnot. And just learn about propagation and what you can do with low power.
Yep, very much so. Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to Vermont Radio. He said he got worked all 50 states, and he just said that he also got his 600 Hunter Award.
Nice job.
So great job, bud.
Cool. Awesome. Well, that's always good to see. I know I just ran my numbers for my worked all states. I didn't even know I won it. I got it. So it's like one of those things I kind of started paying attention to.
See, I don't have a general, and I can't get worked all states. I got those two dumb states.
You got a general? What are you talking about? You don't have
extra. my extra. Yeah, I'm still a general. But yeah, I mean, look, I have it on ham. What is it? Ham alerts. And every single time those Alaskan guys get out there, I run. Stop what I'm doing to see, and I can never hear them ever.
I got them. I have to say, I got them. That's how I got my worked all states in POTA. So,
did you get it on? Possible. Did you get it on a vertical?
I got it at home on my wire.
You did, huh?
Yep.
And what kills me is like when I go to the rail trail, I always get this guy in Alaska in the North Pole, Alaska. It's like the middle of. I get him all the time, like 5'9".
He's got a great setup.
Yeah, I'm like, are you in the park? Are you in a park? No. I'm like, but, cool. So it's I know I can reach it. I can hit there. I just it's hard to get them in a park, so I don't know. But I'll get it.
Well, cool. Well, we are not the Ham Radio Clubhouse, so we're not going to be going on for the next hour and a half or so to round it out to 3 hours. And we're definitely not the Ham Radio Workbench either. So we kind of fall right in that middle sweet spot. So you should be so lucky that you know you can actually listen to us in a car ride in traffic and be able to get through the whole episode most of the time. So.
And nobody wants to see my workbench right now.
Yeah, true. Very true. All right, so let's kind of wrap this up. You know, so let's just go around real quick. Everybody can update. So, Mike, you're obviously our guest of honor here. So how can people reach out to you? And you got a couple of links that you want to share and talk about.
Yeah, so YouTube channel is Mike, N2MAK. Very simple. If you want to follow me on social, it gets complicated. You're going to need an extra because you're going to have to learn how to spell at Kenner Connect. So at KennerKnect. So that's my handle on Twitter and Instagram and whatnot. But yeah, Mike N2MAK on YouTube. And the last thing I'll just plug real quick is hopefully, and this is not so much for the podcast, but for anyone watching live, I'm hoping to head down tomorrow to the Antique Wireless Museum, which is kind of in my backyard, about a half hour south in Bloomfield, New York. And I've done a couple videos there. If you're not familiar with it, go to my channel. you'll see some videos on the Antique Wireless Museum. It's absolutely amazing. And it's,
that was a good live stream too.
Everything amateur radio, military radio, wireless communications from cell phones on down to broadcast television, submarine radios. It's just, it's amazing. And it's great, but they have a station there and they're doing an AM QSO party this weekend. It starts at 4 PM Eastern on Saturday. It's going to go, until, what is it, like, I don't know, 10 o'clock or sometime on Sunday. I think, well, I shared the link in the private chat.
Yep. Yeah. The link's in the chat posted in there. So
check it out. Hoping tomorrow, they invited me down to shoot some video and get on the radio. And if all works out well, I'll be on with a Rack Collins operating AM with 1 kilowatt. Ooh, kilowatt.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Sorry, man. Awesome.
Well, you're definitely not going to hear me from New Hampshire.
I love the QRP, but I've never been at a kilowatt before, especially on AM. And that's just going to be sick. So the call sign for the club, the Antique Wireless Association, is W2AN, Whiskey 2 Alpha November. And so listen for them. They're going to be operating AM on 80 meters, 40 meters. For some reason, they're skipping 15, but they're doing 20 and 10. And they're also going to try 160 too. You know, listen for W2AN. Listen for some AM traffic. Most of your radios are going to do it. You just got to push a button. And maybe I'll get you in the log. And regardless, you know, how things work out with the museum, I'm going to be out and doing some POTA this weekend. And definitely knowing that there's going to be some AM in my backyard, I'll certainly do some AM.
Very cool. Looking forward to it, man. Totally.
Yes.
All right. Well, Paul, how about you? What's how can people find you and what's going on?
So I'm November 1 Oscar Grouch on YouTube. There's also the touchy Twitter. Feel free. You know, if you don't get offended easily, follow me on Twitter. I just started an Instagram, so look out for some Grouch Instagram stuff. I'm curious to finally get Mike and Tim Grayman Pota on AM. I keep trying, and every time it just doesn't pan out. One of these days, I'll get the both of you on AM because I definitely want to get some AM in the log. But yeah, and you know, of course, Sunday morning. You guys are kind enough to do the live stream of me. It's going to be a ton of fun. You'll probably see some softball videos and some POTA videos coming out soon. So stay tuned for that too.
And car repair too. You know, that's a, you know, well, one that there's throw you a curve there, but it's still good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Oh, just wait. Yeah. Cause the rear differential is going out on my truck. So,
oh boy. All right, Todd. Well, yeah, outside of your rear differential, yeah, how can people reach out to you?
You can find me at livefreeandham .com. Yeah, I got email. I got I think my email is w1stj.nh@gmail.com.
And you think that's what your email is?
I think it is. I don't email myself, so
it's Winlink email. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know, I'm going to be at Paul's thing on Sunday. It's going to be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be good weather, and I'm going to try to do a POTA this week, at least one. That's the goal. And my son is going to try to solo Sunday after the jump. His for model airplanes. He's gotten really good at it. It's scary how good he got at it. So we're hoping to do that Sunday afternoon, and yeah, it'll be awesome.
Very cool. All right. Well, so for me, obviously I'm N1JUR. You can find me on all the socials as N1JUR, my YouTube channel, N1JUR. I've been struggling with getting some videos out. I got a few because I'm building the Patreon there. So if you're looking to, you know, catch N1JUR content, I've got a bunch that are already over there with some of the paid members. But those videos, I've got a review on the Res Antenna 80, Ranger 80. And so, you know, that's there for you if you're interested in that antenna. And then I've got my W1AW walkthrough. I went down to hang out with why did I just draw Marvin. Blank, man? Marvin, thank you. Yes, I went down with meet Marvin W0MET down at ARL. He works for the Learning Institute, and he gave me a walkthrough of ARL headquarters, and I got to operate on W1AW, although that was a flop because the bands had a G4 storm. So you can imagine, no matter how much power you have, no one's still going to hear you. So, you know, all that being said, that was a blast. It was always good. It was always on my bucket list. So what better excuse than to, you know, head down there and do a video. So those will be up on my channel soon. And, you know, as always, you can always find any one of us here at Live Free and Ham. And we appreciate everybody in the chat, just to kind of say hello to folks. Again, thank you, Kevin, for winning the Ham Radio Makes Me Feel Dumb t-shirt. We saw Vermont Radio in there. Gray Man Porta, it's always good to hear you and see you in there. Walt was in there a little bit. Coastal Waves and Wires, he's always a blast to hang out with. We got Brian, Tim, and Bob as a few, to name a few. But thank you guys for all supporting the channel and being part of tonight's live stream. And as always, you can like and subscribe and be part of our conversation. You can always head over to our Discord. Link is at the bottom of our page at livefreeandham.com. You know, you can always leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or if you like me and you like the simpler way, you can leave a review, good, bad, and ugly. We'll read all of them because Paul really likes the ugly ones. using our SMS link below in all of our show notes and in our YouTube descriptions. So as always, please head over, check out the merch at livefreeandham.com/shop. We are always creating new stuff. Don't forget to keep an eye out and a watch for our limited release on our whiskey glasses. Those are coming soon, so we'll be making an announcement on that. And you can always support our show. We finally got our Patreon sorted out and working. So if you want to catch the early episodes, you know, if you are a diehard fan and you want to, you know, listen to some of the episodes before they're actually released, you can come be part of the Patreon membership and hear all that with a bunch of other great, awesome discounts and meetups and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So with that, I want to say thank you again for listening. And from all of us at Live Free and Ham, 7-3.
7-3.
7-3.
7-3.